looky at us. We're three sailors on shore leave.
Yeah-a-rooney.
Arr, feels good to be off that rusty boat, eh, you stinking vermin?
Yes, sir.
What do you want to do for fun, mateys?
I'd like to do some sketches of birdlings.
And I wouldn't mind checking out some antique furniture shops.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
What a couple of livered lilied sissies. I got a better idea what we can do. Let's punch out some scum suckers and get drunk and pee out the window. And then let's seduce women. Lots of women.
What window?
How's about I beat the piss out of ya? Take that!
Can I talk to you for a second, Melissa?
Uh-huh.
Now, you know you'll always be my little baby girl, right?
Yeah.
No matter what.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that I'm afraid I'm going to blink and you'll be a man before I know it.
Dad.
Let me ask you this. First of all, great movie. Who did your stunts?
Me.
And joining us right now at PNP Network is Brendan Small. He is one of the guys who is behind Home Movies. It airs on the Cartoon Network, and he does the voice on it. He writes it, and it's a very interesting show. If you love cartoons, cartoons are becoming a lot different than they were when we were growing up, aren't they?
Yeah, it's true. I guess these are more adult-oriented cartoons here on Cartoon Network.
Yeah, it's called the Adult Swim.
Yeah, it's a funny thing, you know. I think a lot more adults are watching cartoons, but I think for me the reason that I think these cartoons are popular and cool is because it's just a more kind of fun version of comedy that you can't get anywhere else in live action.
Tell us a little bit how this thing got developed. I know that it's the same people who did Dr. Kate's Professional Therapist.
Dr. Katz, correct.
Dr. Katz, yeah. So tell, is this a Massachusetts company?
Yeah, it's all done in Watertown, Massachusetts.
That's what I thought. Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, I started doing stand-up in Harvard Square and met up with the producers. And originally the show was on UPN, and we had five episodes, and Cartoon Network saw it and bought it from UPN. And we just finished our fourth season, and that's airing on Sunday at 11 o'clock.
Now, you have a real tough role to play. You actually play someone named Brendan.
Yeah, that's right. It's very difficult for me, too.
But he's actually an 8-year-old. Well, actually, no, he's an 8-year-old, right?
He's an 8-year-old.
He's a third grader.
The way the show functions is we play a lot of the kids kind of like adults. I mean, I almost speak like I'm speaking right now. And we try not to make them too precocious, but we do like to have them sound not too childlike either.
Hey, the show actually got some awards, didn't it?
We won an award in Italy for being the best show in the world ever. I believe it's the title. I'm not sure about that. I have to check on that.
It was, I think, best TV series for teenagers and adults.
That's true.
And best character, or group of characters.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is actually season four we're in right now, right?
Yeah, we just finished the fourth season. And, it's done by the same people who did Dr. Katz, so it's got the same kind of a vibe, same kind of feel. A very conversational, character-driven show.
There's some funny stuff. I mean, you know, we have a little clip that we played at the beginning of about 20-second audio, and it's a very funny show. Now, you're one of the writers. How do you guys sit and write this thing? How many people actually write it?
It's just me and another guy. A guy that lives in Boston named Bill Broaddus, who's a comic, very, very funny dude.
Oh, yeah, actually, Bill actually performed at one of my shows many years ago.
Oh, yeah. He's a very funny guy. So he and I get together and we write full scripts, but the way that the show is done is pretty unique. We run to the script, but all the actors are in the recording booth, and it's a show that just basically kind of functions on improvisation and just the just actual being there with the other characters and playing off of each other. So, I mean, we all have a really good rapport, and we've been doing this with each other for a while, so it's a lot of fun. And all we do is try to make each other laugh.
Do you do a lot of stuff, off the cuff that's not in the script, or are you really stick to the script?
Yeah, I mean, it's not like a television show, like a live-action show, where you get to rehearse the scene and get it up on its feet. What you do is you see the, like, I write an episode, or Bill writes an episode, and the actors are seeing it for the first time, and I'm in the booth with them. And we try to go through it, and sometimes the scene isn't that great, and we have to fix it on the spot. So we just turn our brains on and start working and talking and trying to figure it out and just improvising. And there's a lot of stuff that doesn't happen. in the script. And sometimes what the show ends up being is a ratio of, you know, pre-written and improvisational comedy.
And does any of the real world invade the show? Do you ever have politics come into it or anything like anything heavy at all?
We don't really go politically because, you know, when we're doing the show, I mean, between the time that we produce the show and the show airs, a lot of stuff happens politically.
Yeah.
It's not that current event oriented. You know what it is? It's just a character show. I mean, it's a show just about these characters and you're going to watch these people. The stories aren't nearly as important as getting these people in the same room talking to each other.
Yes, but you don't have any dealings with third graders, like some third graders who are scared of things or world events?
Oh, yeah,
stuff.
Definitely. I mean, I think it's things that affect any kind of a kid or an adult. You know, there are a bunch of... The show's ultimately about a bunch of kids with single parents who make movies because they want to be in control of one thing so they can control this kind of movie world. So I think those are kind of issues of kids that kids are going through.
For folks out there who haven't heard of home movies, Time Magazine, or TimeCut.com actually, said it's one of the funniest sitcoms anywhere on television, Cartoon Network's home movies. That must make you feel pretty good when you see things like that.
It does feel good.
Yeah.
Not that many people know about it, but the people that do like it a great deal.
Yeah, I had not heard of the show myself, so
right.
My son is a Cartoon Network nutcake. He loves the Cartoon Network. He's never heard of it either, so I guess it's a matter of getting the word out there.
Yeah, it's just a matter of people. It's like an underground thing. People like to find it in for themselves, and those that do, run with it and tell their friends.
Yeah, Dr. Katz was the same thing.
Yeah,
I had a group of people who really watched it quite a bit,
yeah.
And the more it was on, the longer, the more people were into it.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great show too. Very
now, when is the show on?
The show is on at 11 p.m. Sunday night on the Adult Swim on Cartoon Network.
On Cartoon Network.
Yeah.
So, folks, check it out and go to Cartoon Network Sunday at 10 and 11 and watch the... In fact, watch the whole Adult Swim. There's some great shows on there.
Some very funny stuff.
Any shows on there that you like besides your own?
I love Space Ghost, The Brack Show. I think all that stuff is really funny. I think it's very unique, uniquely voiced comedy that I don't think you're going to find anywhere else, live action or otherwise.
Yeah, that's funny. It's good stuff. And thanks so much for coming on, Brendan, and good luck with the show.
Great, thanks for having me.
Take care.